This is the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board, and we are about to start our second meeting for this year, I think, or third perhaps. And so let's start with crafting our agenda. We have some items that we're bringing forth from last time that we made some progress on. Also, Yolanda Thomas, the Human Resources Director, will be joining us at 5:30.
Okay.
And Chandra Hotman of KPFA will also be joining us at 5:30. Let's start with the agenda. Okay, so the first order, the things that we have carried over from last time. Oh, first of all, let me announce. I was elected chair, and who is vice chair? Are you vice chair? No, who's vice chair? We do a vice chair. We did a secretary who's Lori. Lori Taguma.
And I wasn't even there.
That's what happened. But she has graciously accepted the nomination and election to chair. And my computer crashed. I mean, it's not a permanent crash, but I'm rebooting, so I can't see who the vice chair is. We'll find that. Okay, so what we have carried over from last time that we would carry on to this agenda is finishing up the process having to do with the executive director evaluation, that we really need Yolanda on here for that. We were also going to work a little bit more on the mandate of this committee. We started some discussions last time, which we should review because we weren't... I don't remember how the streaming went. And then, let me see, and then we're going to move on to the process for the CFO evaluation. Did folks get to print out or look through what Bertolt came up with?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. And we kind of need Bertolt for some of this, for sure. Okay, well, I would like...
He sent an email that said he'd be here about 5:30.
Okay, so everyone's next time, let's just schedule it for 5:30. Okay, so I would recommend that we start with, that we reverse the order then, since we have neither Yolanda nor Bertolt, and I think they're kind of key. So how about we refine the mandate for the committee, and if those who were present last time, who I think it's just Evelyn from last meeting, to help me remember and see if I have everything. I think the first point was that we were not going to be accepting personnel grievances, that those we would be directing to Yolanda Thomas,
right,
and that we would inform them of the grievance process. So we need to be clear about that ourselves and perhaps get that in writing from Yolanda. And let's see. Secondly, that we would obviously focus on the process and making sure that the evaluations for ED and the CFO for both 06 and 07 are completed this year. And then third was to deal with just policies and procedures with regard to personnel that can become hopefully uniform, including the GM and PD evaluations that our committees, the LSBs, are charged with for every year. Now, what else? Is that about it? I mean, that's a lot, actually.
I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And then we said we would, you know, kind of everybody sort of think of anything else that we thought might need to be added, but that was the starting point.
And that's kind of a tall order, actually. So, and then in terms of before we send out the CFO evaluation, it's just trying to go through and figuring out what went wrong with the ED evaluation, or what can be improved on, rather, and so that we can avoid some of those missteps. And it happens just as a matter of course and process. And I noticed that Bertold, in his draft for the CFO evaluation, caught some of those already and has incorporated some of the things we had discussed. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Anything else that anybody thinks this committee should be doing? Because I'm going to report this out to the PNB at our next meeting.
I think the biggest thing is to get the CFO evaluation ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And help in terms of getting whatever the evaluations are that Yolanda has, getting those in process.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the big things, as long as we're segueing into this, and I guess we could repeat it, is that for this evaluation, for the ED evaluation, because of the way that we're doing it, that the simplest thing to do was to divvy up the statistical portion, have Bertold and enter it, right, come up with a statistical thing, taking out all identifying information. Did somebody else come on? No. And then the comment portions would be photocopied and distributed in person at the in-person meeting in April. So the question remains, is that
yes,
what we're...
There was something about the ones that were handwritten.
Right, that would be typed up by
right,
the...
Right, getting those typed up.
By the temp, right. And then have same thing, all identifying information present. And then having, we could sit there for, you know, half an hour reading them, at an executive session at the April meeting. So now, when we do the CFO evaluation, if we're going to embark on the same process in terms of how to process the evaluations once they come in, does that mean that we're going to then read all of that at the June meeting in L.A.?
Or,
yeah.
You know, if it's typed up, can be emailed to each person that can read it ahead of time if we have it ready.
Well, the email with the comments, how would you do that unless you are returning it by email?
Well, if it's scanned in, it could just be emailed, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be. Now my reluctance to do that is the fact that once something is an email, it's way too easy to be forwarding the
That's
sensitive
true.
Personnel information, which is why we've never done it that way here.
Okay. Why don't we just copy it, have it put in the book, and when people get it, you know, at a later point, give people, like, time. I don't want to sit in a meeting for an hour reading over stuff. If we can maybe do a little homework the evening before.
That makes sense, yeah.
Or we can have two sessions where, like, what we do here is we have, like, an inform, you know, whoever wants to come and read the stuff early, we make it available to them. So maybe Yolanda the night before can just be in the conference room. And the main thing is not to let such sensitive information out, because people sometimes say really awful things in this stuff, right? And it's not fair. I don't care who it's about. And,
Well, maybe it could go in our PNB books, the meeting books that we get, because, you know, we don't know if Yolanda's going to get there that evening or that morning.
Or mailed what. Before.
And to try to make her responsible for sitting in a room with us while we're reading through information. If members of the personnel committee are there, then we could do that.
Yeah, we could do that as well. I just think, you know, if maybe we can do that. I mean, we've done it successfully here where we let people come in ahead of time, and then we sit during the meeting where we're actually going to do the evaluation and go through it as well for those that, you know, didn't do that. It doesn't usually take very long. People don't like to wait through all the comments anyway. They concentrate more on the statistics and then get a sense of the comments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always worked out well here. But that way, you don't later have to be accused of disseminating
Hello?
Confidential information. Bertold, hi.
Hi.
But then that's the hope that you don't get 100 of them back
for
comment.
Yeah. Right, whatever time, but I mean, you know, when we'll know before the meeting, because Yolanda can let us know what those comments look like. But anyway, people tend to like scan the comments, you know, go through them briefly. Oh, that reminds me, one more issue that I have in terms of putting the letter.
Wow, you guys are done?
We're just about done.
That's great.
You wish.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't want to get too far because Yolanda said she'd be on about 5:30, and so did Chandra. But I'll tell you where we are. We reviewed once again the mandate of the committee, which was not to accept the grievances and to refer those to Yolanda and inform whoever. You know, refers something to us, inform them about the grievance process. Number two was to concentrate on processing the evaluations for ED and CFO for 06 and 07. Okay. And then number three is to try to at least start developing some standardization of the GM and PD evaluations for our committees, the LSBs.
Okay. Same thing we kind of talked about before.
Yeah, same thing, yeah. Okay, so then moving on, in discussing, we're kind of discussing both the ED and CFO, because one affects the other, right?
Uh-huh.
So whatever process we are establishing for this, if we accept the premise that that will be a similar process once the forms come back, as we're going to do for the CFO, then that raises some issues, and that's what we were starting to explore. But in terms of this evaluation, I've made like a little list of questions that I have. But what we were talking about, because I'm also killing time till Yolanda and Chandra come in, is that if we had agreed that at the DC meeting in April, we would look at whatever you have compiled statistically. And then we would look at the comments, which will be the written comments will be typed up by a third party and by a temp, and then the typed comments. And a full set of the comments will be given to each of the PMB members, and then will be turned in at the end of whatever session, you know, we're reviewing it. So, so Evelyn had recommended maybe having copies in advance the night before so you have more time to go through it. And I had said that what we have done here is that we usually have someone from our personnel committee available at the office to go through the material for anyone who wants to do that. And we also take time during the executive session, like the first, you know, half hour, something like that, 45 minutes, to go read through the comments for those who can't come in ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And usually that's more than sufficient.
For the comments, though, right?
To read through the comments, because to distribute them by email would be too risky, and or even by mail. I mean, you know, we just don't want to be responsible for things getting out.
So for the comments, we're not going to categorize them, right? We're just going to leave them as is this time around.
Yes, this time around because of the way the form was.
Okay.
Right. Now, how we handle it in the future will be the next step. So the first question that I was posing was that if we're going to have a similar process in terms of compiling the information, meaning that Yolanda doesn't have a lot of time to do this, that if we were going to do that, then that would mean getting the CFO form sent out and returned and compiled prior to the June meeting. Mm-hmm. At the June, so that we could go through it at the June meeting in LA, which is really not that far away.
Well, what I suggest for the comments is like, from the comments we read this time around,
mm-hmm.
even though they're not that many, we can have an attempt to categorize them and discuss that so that we can have categories and
for this
read.
For the current form?
No, for
the
future.
One.
But we can still
the
use the comments that would give us some ideas of categories of comments and general things.
Right, but how would they do that without retyping it, given that this is form is not being done by email?
Oh, yeah, but the comments are going to be typed, right?
The comments are going to be typed. Physically, go through the process for me.
The comments are going to be typed, and we're going to go through the process of what you said, right, for this time around. But at the PNB of April meeting, Yolanda can bring a copy, and we can make copies for each one of
mm-hmm.
us, so of the typed copy.
Mm-hmm.
That is not risky because it's not through email.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we can go to them and say, okay, this comment says, you know, I love my CEO, and then that would be general comment, general positive comment. And then we will
mm-hmm.
just kind of, among ourselves, you know, classify those categories of comments and say, well, maybe there are like seven categories. I love my CEO. I hate my CEO. I think he's not responsive. General comments categories, and then we can maybe check them and put, you know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever.
I tell you what, why don't, before maybe as soon as they're typed up,
mm-hmm.
send a copy to you?
Well, the thing, though, is that's
the
thing that's risky, right,
so,
because
mm-hmm.
of the email.
Yeah, I mean,
as I said,
what
time that that's going to involve.
Yeah, it's going to be too much time, in my opinion, categorizing it. I would like to see this process that we're going to do with the ED.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through it to refine the whole process. In other words, let's see how it works. If we get into the conference room and we find that it's an easy thing to do, I don't think it will be. Then whatever. But when you have a set of comments, I'm telling you, having gone through this, four times already on the LSB level, that it does not take a lot of time to go through the comments, quite frankly. I mean, you read, you know, most people, they don't pore over every comment. They go through and they look for patterns. Now, the one thing that I think we can do with the CFO that we couldn't do with the ED, but again, I don't know how we can do it because it's not by email, where you can see the pattern. What we did when we spent thousands of dollars having a temp do this, right? She did what you're saying. She put everything, you know, into the categories, which was simple because we had the space with each question.
Mm-hmm.
And then she put the respondent's code there, not a full identification code, but
mm-hmm.
You know, like
L
for LSB 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 8th responder or whatever. Then you could see if that person was like negative and irrationally so throughout, right? You can kind of see
mm-hmm.
a pattern, right? Someone who doesn't,
exactly.
as
yeah.
opposed to somebody who gives some high marks and some low marks or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the value of assigning a number plus the letter or whatever, and then marking each comment accordingly. Then you can start seeing a pattern. But that took an enormous amount of work. I'm not opposed to it. I just don't know how we're going to do it. So I think that's one of the challenges. And I'm talking about the CFO evaluation. For this one, we're stuck with what we're stuck with, in my opinion. We just make
a
photocopy of the comments.
We get
55
responses.
Mm-hmm.
How many comments?
We don't know that. Hopefully Yolanda will be on really soon
so
to answer that.
25 comments, I'm assuming.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I've got to tell you, and again, when we I'll bet you that the LSB ones are not going to have that much comments because
comments.
I don't think, unless it's an LSB that's really interacted a lot with the ED, I can't see them having too much
comments.
In the way of comments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we discovered here. When we were querying the unpaid staff, who had very little contact, let's say, with the GM, there were very few comments. It was
maybe Berkeley and LA may have more than other places.
Yeah. So 55 responses out of 100 and change?
It was 100 and what was it, 140?
Uh-huh. That's not bad.
No, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that the extensions helped.
Because I think she got most of them in before the second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's the other question, which I guess we can discuss that even if she's not here, because we have to make the decision. Mm-hmm. Is there were a few forms that came in after the second. Now, what we did here is that when we got forms in late, we computed them separately. We had them at like a separate category, right? Late forms.
Mm-hmm.
And then ran the same categories and whatever. but I think that for now, until we have the PMB meeting, we can't incorporate them into the whole until the PMB decides whether we... I'm all for incorporating them, by the way, I think. Given
how many in late came in?
Two sets. She doesn't know how many's in the envelope, though.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the envelopes had more than one.
Okay.
One form in it.
One form in them.
It's not a lot. I'm sure it's not a lot. So I think the committee should recommend that we should include them. Given all of the mix-up with the...
Yeah,
how
I think they should be included.
Yeah.
How late were they? Like a day, 3 days?
They were like a couple of days
at the
most.
But until the PMB says that, I think we should just keep them separate.
Separately, yeah.
Yeah,
and you can do
them.
The information with them and then without them, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
My statistics, I can plug them in,
take
them out, do each, and then do both together. So I have all three of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I think that was the only anomaly. So we can do that. The other thing I want to check with Yolanda is to see when she numbered them if she also put the designation. In other words, one PNB or LSB or staff.
Well, when they entered, right?
We did want those categories separate.
And I think that's on the form. They had to check.
It's on the form.
Yeah, it's on the form, so that's easy enough. But
yeah, that would be one of those things that I plug in as that would be part of the variables.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we want to see, obviously, the difference. Now, the other thing we have to decide, and that could be, we can also move ahead because I expected her to be on the phone by now, is...
Lydia, did you send an agenda out?
No, I just said the agenda would include.
Okay, all right.
And we were basically, it was no different from last time. We're just carrying all the same items forward. But did somebody else come on, Yolanda, on? I hear a little.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, there must be
somebody turning their computer on or something.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So let me see. So the other issue was, I forgot, lettering. And because what Yolanda is waiting for from, is the weighting. How much weight are we going to give each of the categories? I mean, the PMB obviously has the greatest weight. Not only do they interact a good deal with Greg, but they also are responsible for this evaluation.
That one is tricky based on how this thing was organized. I think it would be best if we tell everybody to just keep in mind the different areas that that are contributing to the evaluation, and then they should use their common sense. Pascal? There was somebody. They should use their common sense, to weigh that when we're doing the evaluation as a PMB. I think right now it would be impossible to kind of figure that out on the spot.
Hi, sorry, that was
done. You see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, you want to repeat that? Chandra just called me for the code number.
Yeah, Yeah, I think it would be kind of very difficult to tell people what they should wait more. We can suggest that they wait the PNB's comments more and so forth and so on. You know, but I think at this stage, it's probably like too late to say that. We can just suggest that, you know, use your common sense, and this is the way you should really do this. And when you are actually marking your own evaluation as PNB members voting.
Right, now, are we going to have a form, like a separate form? That's another question.
Good evening. This is Yolanda.
Oh, hi, Yolanda. Perfect timing.
Hi.
We're going through the process now.
Great.
So one of the questions, and then we'll pick up to where we were right now. One of the questions is, in numbering the forms, are you numbering, are you also putting like a P or PNB next
Chandra.
To the number or the LSB or staff?
I haven't done that thus far. The only thing I've done is open the evaluations and place the number on the evaluation themselves. Once I get final from you all what we're going to do, I thought that would be the time that I would utilize $100 for the person that was allocated.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, he or she would separate out and say PNB, LSB, or staff member.
Well, I thought we allocated the money for them to type, so I didn't realize they were going
to
take copies as well.
Okay, they're going to do the copying as well?
Okay.
Yolanda,
do you know how many pages this is? There's a lot of pages.
Oh, okay. So there's nobody available in the national office to do that?
Well, there is, but how confidential is that?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, good thought. Strike that.
Right.
Okay.
keep in one to share.
Okay, so perhaps, as I'm thinking this through, let's see, the form itself has how many pages? About four pages, or?
Yes.
Okay, and then some people attached a comments page, right?
Yes.
At the very least, because I know I did. And so I am thinking that if you're numbering them, then you're saying you would instruct the temp to go back and put the number plus the designation, right?
Yes.
Okay. And they should do that on each page in case the thing gets separated.
It's separated, absolutely.
Okay. And by the way, I'm not trying to give the instructions to Yolanda. This is, I'm talking out loud, so other members, please chime in.
What does Yolanda need from us?
She needs to know what to do. The process we're developing right now, she needs direction on what to do. Like right now where I just recommended that when she, for example, there wasn't clarity that the temp would be doing this next step of numbering the forms. And so I'm recommending that she, in addition to 1, 2, 3 or whatever number she's giving it, that the category, if they're PMB, LSB, or staff, also be attached to that number. It can either be a P for PMB or LSB, as long as we know that those are the categories. And for each page...
I don't think that's necessary, by the way.
Pardon?
Because if they fill out that form at the bottom that says PNB, LSB, whatever,
mm-hmm.
that would be captured in what in the analysis.
Right,
so.
except that you know, the pages can get separated because they're going to be photocopied. Some are going to be photocopied. And did you need any information other than whether they're PNB, LSB, or staff from that cover sheet?
Well, this is a case here. Some folks read the instructions and followed the instructions. Some folks read the instructions and didn't follow the instructions. And what I mean by that, they did not check off whether they were an LSB NB or staff member at all.
Right.
So they're going to fall into another category.
They're going to fall into another category. What do we want her to put next to the number for those that did not fill out?
Lydia, actually, yes. I still disagree with you a little bit on this one, and I'll tell you why.
No, that's fine. I'm just throwing out stuff.
Let me
wandering
you why.
In the
you,
desert.
You said that if the forms might be detached.
I can't understand. One has to talk at one at a time.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said if the form are detached and then they might be not be mixed up, that would be really scary. So in other words, the person is going to put, like, say, survey one on each page of survey one or on just the first page. Because if that's the case, then, okay, one LSB, one LSB, one LSB, that would be a lot of work. One PNB, one PNB, one PNB, and then one blank, one blank, one blank. And then it could be L for LSB, P for PNB, B for blank.
Yep.
But that would be scary, that even the idea that we would have a possibility of this form being mixed up.
Well, the point
then
that
the analysis would be useless.
Well, no, because, see, here's the point, is that the comments, wherever, you know, people end up putting their comments or whatever, has to be going through a lot of photocopying. So if you put something through a feeder, you know what happens, it jams and whatever. And so I am just saying, to be on the safe side, and you don't have to put PNB, you could just put that first letter. They're already numbered because Yolanda's already numbering them.
Okay.
The person just has to go through and put a P or an L or an S or a zero if they didn't fill anything out, or however we want to do that. And then that way, I just want to make sure nothing gets detached, because you're going to be doing, you're already going to have to separate the statistical portion from the comments portion. The statistical portion only goes to you and only goes to Bertold. None of the comments were going to go to Bertold. So that's why I'm just concerned. I don't want any pages to get lost. But anybody else?
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
When you're numbering, the first, let's say, for example, the first evaluation is number one. So it's one L for LSB, one P for PNB, one
F for
whatever the other
staff.
Category, one F for staff, okay? And there would only be one number one. And then there would be two, and the two would be 2P, 2L, 2S. And every page would be numbered. So it would be 1P, 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 including the comments. So if the pages got lost, you would always know who the comments went to.
That's what I said. Yeah, that was exactly what I was proposing.
So there's no possibility of anything getting mixed up that way.
Exactly.
That's a lot of work, but that's good.
Yeah, but they all have to be numbered before anything happens to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before Yolanda gives them to anybody, before any copying is done, every page is numbered, and then if anything gets lost, you know, there's no problem. And also on the first page, it should say 1P of, let's say, 25 pages. And that doesn't have to be on every single page. But that way you know if you get to 123, then you know that you're missing a couple of pages. Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now what designation do we want to give to the people who did not mark their forms?
That would just be a number and would not have a numerical designation. I would not have a letter designation after.
Right.
It.
Okay.
But they didn't put anything.
But what I'm recommending is that there would be only one number one form.
Or, you know what we might do? We might put an X. That way we know that it wasn't just something that was forgotten.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, let's put an X.
So there would be four categories then. Am I missing anything? Staff, LSB, PNB,
PNB
and what about GM?
Unmarked.
Or managers?
That's under
no, that's staff.
Staff.
Okay, so any staff would be S.
And then it would be like 1 of 23. And so, Yolanda, does this follow up whatever your numbering system is
yes.
right now?
Yes.
Okay, tell us what your numbering system is right now.
I had separated them out as 1B and 1 for staff. The other I didn't do anything with yet because I was waiting, you know, to share that information with you all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next L.
Okay, so you have number ones for each category.
Yes.
Okay. So, but the only thing is to make sure that the number ones don't get mixed up, that then I'm concerned that you need to then go back and put
well,
that it's
as there's only one number one for an LSB, there's only one number one for a staff, and there's only one number one for a PNB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
okay.
Does
so
it
basically,
say Yolanda
is having three different stacks, and then therefore
yeah.
she would not get them mixed up.
Yeah. Make sure she. I just don't want the temp to get mixed up because they.
Right.
Can do that. So just keep them in four separate stacks then.
Right.
The ones that didn't mark. Okay. And then okay, so what else?
So Yolanda, I have a question.
Yes.
On the comment side section, that page is also marked, right?
Yes.
So therefore if you pull it out you'll know which one it's attached to.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And when the temp types it, they'll know they have to type that number 1P, 1 whatever.
Yes.
And so the type comments would be the only thing that we all see.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing, I think that Chandra's idea of putting on the first page 1 of 6 or 1 of 4
okay.
would be really good. That way you know if you're missing any pages. We
right.
just want to make sure
sense.
Everything gets in. And let me see what else. So let's walk through what's left to do from scratch. And Yolanda, you want to start with questions for us before we go through just to make sure we've covered everything?
Okay, so you guys want to walk through or you want my...
Well, whichever you want us to do. You want us to walk through it first?
Yeah, let's
do
your walkthrough first.
Okay, let's do the walkthrough. Okay, so now at least you have all the envelopes.
Yes.
Okay. And are you matching by any chance, and I assume a lot of people left their names off the envelopes, but are you matching any names from the envelopes to the list to see if they're eligible vote participants or anything? Because we
yes.
didn't have PIN numbers or anything.
Yes.
Okay. So do we want to keep those envelopes?
I did. I have them in a separate pile, a separate
okay.
area.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All of a lot smarter than us.
Okay.
Oh, we're in this together.
Okay. Okay, so then you take the form out of the envelope.
Wait. Let's if anybody has questions at each step so that we
okay.
have to repeat. So if when you go through and you see Berthold Reimers, and then you check off that he submitted an application. Do you check him off so that if you see another Berthold Reimers, you know it's a duplicate or you know it's a... It's
yes,
a
indeed. Now,
okay.
something else I want to share that I think some person is very crafty and the handwriting is very similar and two were submitted.
I love it.
Wow.
We are so good. I
so you got another pile.
We need
so
prayer.
Who was submitted under the same name?
No. At all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do it with a name or no?
No name.
No name, yeah. Berthold came up, which, you know, I was going to recommend it, and then I saw in his CFO evaluation he also raised the issue of PIN numbers, because that's what we've had here. So for the CFO evaluation, we will have PIN numbers, so you can't have two forms
yeah.
submitted with the same
perfect.
PIN
perfect.
PIN number.
Perfect.
Assign a PIN number to each individual.
Exactly.
So what are
okay.
you doing in that particular situation?
Yeah.
Well, that's in the other PAL.
Okay,
wow.
so you're going to have... So were there a lot that didn't have names or an identifiable return address on it?
Not very many. I would say at the max 5.
Do we want to have a separate category for them, folks?
It's okay. Point of information, it's 5 with no names.
Where the envelope, where you can identify whether the person is eligible or not.
We should not count them, period.
I think we should put them aside because I don't know that was clear enough. I mean, anonymity
right.
is an issue. Then we could elect to include it or not.
And if people weren't mandated, I mean, absolutely mandated,
mm-hmm.
to put
That's,
their name on the outside, I don't think we can just discount it like that.
Yeah, in other words, if we didn't say, if you do not put your name on there, your form will be tossed out.
Exactly.
That's what has to be said in order to do that, I think.
Right. And
but
have
I would
a great
support
concern about not knowing people not knowing who they are.
Exactly.
No, I didn't put my name on the evaluation form because it wasn't clear that you were supposed to do that.
No, it was on the envelope.
On the outside envelope.
I didn't put it on the outside envelope either.
Yeah. So I think we should absolutely count them, but I think it should be identified in a separate little category. And
put a questionable pile.
Okay.
Well, just, you know, the no name on the outside envelope
just
to identify.
Kind of designation,
cause,
so we
yeah,
know.
Exactly. Is that possible?
Sure.
Just
okay.
put a little NN behind their number, then we'll know no name.
NN. Careful with those acronyms, young lady.
Oh, help me.
Or how about no ID?
Okay, that's
okay.
better.
Okay.
So nobody will think we're doing some kind of ethnic slur here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. No ID. Got it.
Yes. Now let's see how many other categories we can come up with.
Hey, the list is growing here.
Okay, so...
Somebody's going to be employed temporary.
Yeah. Okay, so these are really good questions because you have to literally mentally try to walk through it. And Yolanda, you tell us the stuff we skip in between too that you're running into. Okay, so now we have the form and we have checked off the names to see if they're eligible participants. And then the ones that don't have a name, they go under a separate identification pattern with no ID and they will be tallied separately. Okay. So then the next thing that you do is that you check to see whether they're... No, then you're numbering them all. Is that
right.
correct?
That'll be next.
Oh, no, you're separating them first, though, aren't you? Because you said you're giving them the number one for each category.
Lydia, I think we should let Yolanda walk us through the steps.
Yeah, but she asked us to. I offered to do that.
Oh, okay.
So she wants to change her mind. That's not it. So, Yolanda?
Right. We're on step 2.
Okay. Which
so
is?
So, separation has already occurred.
Uh-huh.
Have the PALs under lock and key. Second step, numbering.
But first, before you put the number on, you're separating by category.
Yes.
Okay. And then you put the number on.
Right.
And it goes PNB 123, LSB 123, staff 123, and what did we name the ones that didn't check off?
No ID.
No ID was the envelope one.
Okay, X.
X, right. X 123. Okay. So we're that far. So now the next step is going to be to get your... There's nothing else you have to do as far as you're concerned, Yolanda, except call the temp and explain
right,
it.
Right, that's the next step.
Okay, so then you call the temp And then the first thing she has to do is finish the lettering and put number 1 of 6 or whatever on page 1.
Right.
And designate all of your number ones, PNB, LSB, staff, or X. And then she will be typing up the comments, the written comments, where she also identifies by whatever their number and class ID is, right?
I'm sorry you got me on that one.
Oh, okay. So when she's typing up written comments,
yes,
on the sheet that she's typing on, she will put 1 PNB.
Right. And what,
or
the
2 LSB. Okay, she just needs to be really clear about that.
Right, she needs to be clear about that.
Mm-hmm. And now, here's another question. Do we want to have her make a photocopy at the office of all the forms so that you keep the originals and she?
Well, you know, I really wouldn't recommend that because our photocopier, it scans everything that you copy. So anyone has access to the scanner to make copies, they can.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, then we're just going to have to absolutely make sure she doesn't lose those forms.
I don't know
how you want to do that. Whatever safety measure.
Is she bonded?
We asked for a bonded temp, and that's really important to ask for a bonded temp.
I have a question.
Ask for a bonded temp?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't in your email.
No, I know. Well, it never came up till we thought about this right now.
Okay.
Is that really necessary?
I don't think so because, quite frankly,
I think this is really getting too deep.
Okay. I'm not tied to it.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm hearing no copying. When these forms are all done, right? There's going to be a copy mailed to me,
mm-hmm.
right? So then they have to be copied.
Only the stats will be mailed to you.
Okay.
Not the comments. Remember, we had said.
Yeah, you
no,
don't
I understand
get a
that.
Copy. Is this Bert?
Yes.
Bert Charles.
Hi.
Hi.
You won't get a copy of the comments.
No, I know that, but you're saying no copies. I was trying to clarify.
They just won't be made in the office. They'll be made at the temp agency.
Oh, okay.
Else. Somewhere where they're not scanned, yeah. Is that correct, Yolanda?
I need to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is the temp going to be in the Pacifica office or at their office?
Well, the copying, I'm going to request that it be done at the temp office.
Okay.
But they will come in and use our typewriter or word processor for typing.
Well, okay. Now when we did it here, we had them do it at the agency itself. And they all have supervisors there, and there was no problem with it whatsoever. It was like, you know, Apple Temp Agency or whatever, and they had no problem. That's not unusual to have people, to have them do it there. So it's up to us how we want to do that.
Yolanda, which is most...
Is there a confidential place where people won't be looking over her shoulder?
Only if you guys allow me to stay at home, she can use my cubicle.
I love it.
Well,
that's
we don't have that authority. But
so therefore, since
it
I don't
works
have
for me,
luxury,
Yolanda.
She can find a confidential area for this person.
Okay.
But
for the copy machine,
I do
right?
like your suggestion, Lydia, and I can check in with the agency to see if
mm-hmm.
they have this on their site,
mm-hmm.
that this process can, you know, be done away from Pacifica's office.
Mm-hmm. It worked out really well for us. People felt they trusted it a lot more.
Yeah, and that way nobody can, you know, compromise the situation.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm in agreement.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is it.
Okay, so she doesn't have to be bonded, but we can look into having it typed there.
Okay.
And okay, so moving right along. So she gets the forms, she numbers them. Then she needs to extract, cut out, without any identifying information other than the number assigned to the form, with the statistics on it only, to send to Bertold.
You know what I would suggest?
And this only Bertold is not Bob as well?
And Bob.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Bertold and Bob.
Do you know what I would suggest? I would suggest that she make the copies first so that the original stays as is, clean, with the comment.
Yeah.
And on the copies, she would cut out the comment.
Okay.
Right,
you know,
but we still have to number the originals, Bertold.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm saying that the original would be, you know, like would be on
I'll just
On mend.
Yeah, and then she
because they would be the original with all the comments. Everybody could see it 20 years from now, whatever.
Yes. Okay.
But the copies, after she makes the copies, she can cut out the comment from the copies.
Yes.
Okay.
So that way, you know, yeah.
And so she would need two copies of the stats only. Of the part that has those stupid letters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be disparaging. But letters that we're going to convert to numbers.
Numbers, yes.
And all those columns, you know, the whole column. There's anything that's not comments, and absolutely no other identifying information on it other than the number that is assigned.
Yep.
Did you have very many people that signed that last page thinking it was meant for them to sign?
Yes. I know I did.
Yes. Yeah, I think I did.
Not
too.
Naming any names here, but yes.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
that
paranoid. I don't really care.
You were a happy writer that day. That's what I said.
Yeah. I one last question for me, most important for me.
Yes.
When do I receive this phone? That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there isn't much time now. We only have a little bit over a month till the meeting, so you have less than that. So before she types, embarks on typing the comments, the written handwritten comments, then I recommend she go through this process of making a photocopy and sending two copies. Or, you know, giving you two copies to send to Bertold
and
Bob.
She can make the copies and cut them out.
Do that, do that as the
item number one.
Right after everything's numbered and photocopied. Then it's like the first thing she does before she starts typing up the comments is to get you two sets of the statistical portion.
Okay. So next week, Thursday?
Fighting 1 second. Four. And copy two. Okay, got it. Bob. I'm sorry, your last question, comment, Bertold, was?
Can I get this next week, Thursday?
I hope so. I'll do my best.
Okay. All right.
You won't throw stones at me if you get it on Friday, would you?
Maybe.
Oh, that's not good.
That he who was out with is without sin, you know?
Yeah. All right, so.
Okay.
We're
going to try very hard for Thursday, Bertold.
Okay. I just threw Thursday out there because, you know, just to.
It was as
have
good
some
as
day.
Any other day.
But I will keep everyone on the list updated if. Are not close to that cutoff date.
Okay.
Okay.
And what I will also recommend is that whereas we normally would meet like a month from now, I would recommend that we meet in 2 weeks to address any issues that come up in between. Any objections?
That's like the 28th.
That would be like the 28th.
Yeah, we have to. We're not
actually,
exchanging.
I think I have an LSB meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not tied to Wednesdays. Mondays are my hardest days, but 27th I can do. Any problems on the 27th? Anybody?
Unless we're having a PNB meeting.
Is that one of the option dates?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Is it?
Well, some of us put in Tuesday, remember? I think you, me,
Wendy. Oh, I did,
Wendy.
Yeah.
A few other people.
Okay, well, we can adjust, but tentatively.
3/27.
Yeah, and I won't put it on the calendar until
okay.
I'll get on Dave to hurry up and pick something.
And maybe if he picks the 27th, then we go to the 29th so that we have another option.
What do we have? No, the PMB is, I mean, the governance is on 29th.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll figure it out.
Okay, so let's tentatively say the 27th.
Okay, same time?
Yes.
No, 5:30, because nobody,
yes.
Half of us couldn't be here before 5. Although somebody's going to have to show me how to do the half hours on there. I was doing governance. I could only scroll down to 5. I'll ask someone.
You
anyway.
Just use the arrow to move over, and it'll open up the half hour.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
On the calendar.
This is on the calendar. Okay. So I think, is that as far as we can go with the process? Because, oh, no, we'll have to keep going. Okay, so then in a perfect world, next Thursday or thereabouts, Bertold and Bob will receive the stats, and they get to work on it the following weekend and work on all of the stats. Then there will be a photo.
The Thursday after, I will attempt to have something.
Okay, and at least let us know if it worked.
7 Disney days.
It
will work.
Yes, okay. Then we will need, for the PMB meeting, sets of the stat results and the comments,
and the comments
for each PMB member. And I will recommend, and see how everybody feels, is writing their name on each set so that you know that you've gotten it back from each
right.
member.
And sign them out or sign them in.
Sign them out and sign them in, yeah.
Just like we do our executive session minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, stat results and comments. Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
So that's it.
Is that Yolanda?
That's it. You guys did great. You guys did great. But my one question, you know,
please
after
do.
All this is done, all
mm-hmm.
this fact-finding and putting everything in order, how are you going to take this information if we never had objectives?
If we never have?
Yeah, we didn't have the objective.
Extend that to me.
Well,
in order
because
to evaluate someone.
Usually, I don't know. Since this is the first evaluation of this ED, I think that critical to the objectives would be his next evaluation, so that
mm-hmm.
you would say, "Oh, okay. Clearly, he has tremendous strengths in this area, and you know."
Yeah.
And given that he didn't have experience in this area before, we would hope that this category would come up next time.
Absolutely.
And he really needs help in this area or whatever,
right.
you know, that those
yes.
would be. And I would say no more than, like, 3 things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No more than 3 things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I interject here?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Wow. I love this group.
Do better.
You know, in the mapping the evaluation process for the CFO that I sent out,